Now, do you feel like you're living through the start of better times for the economy? Are things improving for you? According to a survey published today, Northern Ireland's economy is going to grow at its fastest rate since 2007. But what does that actually mean to you and me? According to the study, households will actually struggle to see the benefits of the economic recovery. And we really want to hear your stories and experiences today. The number again, 08459 555 678. Are you getting ready to spend more this Christmas, or are you struggling to make ends meet no matter what these economic predictions say? On the line, commentator Geoffrey Peel, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
And broadcaster and commentator Ian Collins, good morning.
Morning, Lisa.
To you first, Geoffrey Peel, there are some assumptions in this survey then.
Well, yeah, surveys of this nature really need to be taken with a pinch of salt. PwC is in no better position to predict interest rates next year as anybody else. Really, the predictions of an increase in the economy here have to be treated with a similar pinch of salt.
But surely PricewaterhouseCoopers, they're in the same position as everybody. The governor of the Bank of England has said that interest rates won't rise until unemployment drops below 7%.
Because economies are complex things. And, you know, the fact is that George Osborne hasn't really been able to get government debt under control yet. Yes, he's reduced the deficit a little bit. He's talking about recovery. But there's no really recovery in the economy. Growth is fueled by public spending. In fact, since the coalition government was elected, it's spent more under Osborne's, being chancellor as Labour did when it was in power from 1997.
But this survey, Geoffrey Peel, it is saying there's a whiff of recovery. It's not saying that we're out of the woods. It's saying there's a whiff of recovery.
Yeah, but you have to remember that Northern Ireland's economy is heavily dependent on public spending. If that public spending goes away, the Northern Irish economy suffers more than just about any other region of the United Kingdom. And there's every possibility that there will be a significant reduction in public spending when Osborne has to get this matter under control. He's not getting it under control yet. And there are many commentators, the Spectator magazine, for example, has written a lot about this, that he's not managing to get the vast burden of debt under control, and it'll have a massive impact on Northern Ireland. The other thing that'll have a huge impact in Northern Ireland is an increase in interest rates. And yes, the predictions in this PwC survey is that interest rates won't increase possibly until 2015, but that's not necessarily the case. If we see another house price boom, particularly in the southeast of England, another asset bubble being created, we may indeed see an increase in interest rates, and that would be devastating to the Northern Irish economy.
Ian Collins, is that the sort of doom and gloom that you would agree with?
My goodness, I was, getting ready to crawl under a rock there. Talk about the prophet of doom. Look, it's like listening to a commentator from North Korea. Geoffrey spectacularly misses out the individual from this entire equation, that everything is the government's, or the government should do this, the government should do that, the government should do X, Y, Z. Of course, the government do have a responsibility.
Quite the opposite. I think
perfect.
The government should get out of the economy.
Okay, Geoffrey, let Ian finish and I'll let you come back in.
Osborne hasn't been perfect in what he's tried to do, but what has happened now is the economy is recovering. Commentators, mainly from the left, don't like it very much because it seems to go all against all of their predictions, what they said in 2010, that this is never going to happen. And now it's all about the cost of living. So they've found a new narrative to try and latch onto. Guess what, everybody? Newsflash, poverty and being a bit skint didn't begin in May 2010. I did phone-in shows back in 2005, Lisa, about why people were heavily in debt, why unemployment in certain areas was going up. Northern Ireland was a specific area we talked about constantly, about why, even before the crash in 2010 and the like, that Northern Ireland unemployment was a real hot potato of an issue. You know that, and anyone listening to this knows that. Public sector workers that weren't getting a pay rise, all of this didn't just happen under the Tories' watch. This has happened for a long, long time. And so we went through that tunnel where it was a little more difficult. We're coming out the other side, and the idea that it's just about spending is nonsense. We've got the construction industry, it's up a bit. Manufacturing is up a bit. It's cyclical. Economies do this kind of thing.
Geoffrey Peel, do you want to respond?
It's absurd to say that the Northern Irish economy is anything other than utterly dependent on the public purse. 70-odd% of our GDP is because of public spending here. And the fact is that if public spending...
Okay, Ian, hang on for me. Let Geoffrey make his point.
If public spending comes under pressure, and it almost certainly will do again, because Osborne has had certain benefits. He had the, he had the post office sell-off. He's had a lot of things going in his direction, but that's not going to continue. We are going to see inflationary pressures next year. We are going to see potential interest rate increases, and that is going to have a devastating effect on economies, particularly where, in this economy, there are huge numbers of people who are facing negative equity situations.
But do you not think it's like anything, Jeffrey Peel?
Or inactive.
But Jeffrey Peel, is it not like anything, that it's patchy, that some people are doing better than others, and that's just the way it is?
Correct. Yep. Correct. Yep. That's exactly it, Lisa. That's exactly the problem. And that's what Jeffrey's not reckoning. He's talking about people in negative equity. That's not George Osborne's fault. That's the person's fault who took out too big a mortgage, for goodness sake.
Ah, but is it not the banks, Ian Collins, who threw money at people knowing fine rightly they couldn't afford it?
Yeah, they made people take it. They made them take that money. They made them buy two cars. They made them have seven holidays a year. They made them fit Sky Plus. They made them go to the cinema. They made them buy that new wardrobe. Goodness me. What happened to personal responsibility? Yes, the government play a role in all of this, but the spectacular blunder that people like Jeffrey make when they talk about this is they never talk about the individual. Individuals will
nonsense. What utter nonsense. You have no idea what I write about or my position on things. Of course the individual is responsible, but you can't get away from the fact that there are people here with huge burdens of debt, regardless of where it came from. That is the situation.
And that's the same. You go to London, have you not seen how many...
And the reason we are protected from a significant fall in this economy is because of the amount of public spending. 74% certainly over 70% of our GDP as a result of UK government spending. If you deny that, you're sticking your head in the ground. You're being very
foolish. No one's going to deny everything in terms of where public spending goes. Of course they're not.
Even this PwC survey has said that the growth rate in the Northern Ireland economy is going to be the lowest in the United Kingdom, and that's because we have a paltry
Jeffrey Peel and Ian Collins, just hang on for me there. Patrick Moore has called in this morning. Hello, Patrick.
Hiya. I was doing regular. First time, Mr. Bale, I thought was great. He was talking to the ordinary 5/8 people of the world, you know.
But you're the ordinary 5/8.
He lives on another planet. Because when I heard the news last week in national news, they were saying the ordinary people won't see the benefits. But the people who have money, like a second person on there, he has money, he will see the benefits. He'll be able to invest better. But the people in the street won't be able to invest anything because they haven't done anything to start with.
Are you talking to Ian Collins? Ian Collins, are you going to... Have you got all your portfolio of investments?
I mean, the poor me culture can go on forever and ever and ever. You know,
talking about Koreans. He really rubs it in.
You don't know my situation. You don't know what I do.
I bet you're not...
What my standing orders look like on a monthly basis.
I bet you're not going to the dole every week. I'm already trying to struggle with money.
He says you're not going to the dole every day trying to make ends meet.
I mean, this business that if you have a differing view to someone else, therefore you must be an ultra right wing capitalist, nasty, horrible person.
Well, that's me. I'm a right wing. I'm a right wing person, nationalist. I'm a right wing because I have a different view from you. Is that what you're saying, sir? I'm right wing.
Listen. If you want to make a point based on your politics, that's fine. I'm simply saying to you that not every single person in this country, in Northern Ireland, is right now in a position where it's a picture of doom that's facing them for the next 10 years. We can talk ourselves into these things, and I think in the last couple of years, it is interesting.
Excuse me, I'm 76 years of age. I worked all my life, and I worked for where I got.
So what's happening to you now, then, that wasn't...
Because I retired, I'm on a pension. But I still see how the working class are suffering. I'm not there saying, well, banks aren't to blame. What do you mean? Not one of them has done time for the things they did to people.
I totally agree. Bankers, we are one of the only, even America sent bankers to jail. We have spectacularly failed to do that. I agree.
We're in agreement there. Thank you. At least we're in agreement. We don't touch the people who robbed us. We don't touch anybody who robs us.
Yes, but if somebody is struggling to take the responsibility, that's not the banker's fault.
Gents, the bankers for a start would deny robbing anybody, but to you for a moment, Ian Collins, calling this poor me culture, is that not offensive to people who are genuinely struggling?
Do you know, it is. Clearly, if you have somebody who's, I have it in my own family, I've got people in my own family on benefits, and, I assist where I possibly can. I almost become the equivalent of a government in some respects if you're helping people out. So you sort of get a bit of an in on how some of these things work. But the idea that everything, every financial misdemeanor. Everything that's gone wrong for everybody over the last couple of years is all down to the wicked Tories of George Osborne. I mean, it's almost a Monty Python sketch. You know, people have to take personal responsibility. And there are people who were skinned and have always been skinned and will always be skinned, probably. They've just had, in the last couple of years, a beautiful narrative on which to hook their bad luck on. And sadly, the minute we start to open our eyes and take responsibility for our own situation, forget Osborne. You know, Osborne, who wants to rely on somebody like George Osborne to make your personal finances better? Goodness me. So think about looking after yourself and your family.
One third of Northern Ireland's workforce relies on George Osborne because they're employed by the public sector.
Of course, and what an utter con.
It's an economy which is grossly dependent on public expenditure. And if you ignore that in this programme, just to make some petty points...
Of course, you can't ignore it, but you hope that the economy in Northern Ireland will morph
The economy in Northern Ireland is paid for by the taxpayers of London.
The growth rates in London are
going to be substantially higher than any other part of the United Kingdom. We're also seeing an asset bubble develop in London, property prices increasing 10% and more.
It's crazy. I'm not arguing against all of that. I've always said property prices need to come down by about a third. You know, forget this, they've gone down by 1% or 2%.
We now have a home start scheme which is allowing people into the market. We're seeing the creation of a new asset bubble. We have learned absolutely nothing.
We might. I mean, there's a matter of opinion on that. Some people think it's the best thing since sliced bread. Others agree and have your view on it. I'm a little indifferent. I'm not quite.
Yes, but the unfortunate thing is that it's going to result in inflationary pressures, and the people who will suffer, unfortunately.
Okay. Let's hear from Jerry. Good morning.
Good morning. Can I just put this point across to Ian there? I've listened to all the positive things coming across, and then the other person, I can't mind his name, sorry.
Jeffrey Peel.
Jeffrey, sorry. Well, basically, you know, from my perspective as regards what the economy and how it's grown and so on and so forth, well, I come back from actually the North West, which is our so-called city of culture in the UK. And yep. As regards the economy growth and so on and so forth, we've seen very little as regards that. In the last year, I would like someone to look at the statistics of the jobs that have actually been created and brought to our city. Now, not alone that there, as the Conservative Culture Minister hadn't even got the manners and decency to come and visit the city of culture. I'd just like to put that question to them. How can they see it growing to that extent when we can't even at this stage?
To be honest, people always talk about London as being this sort of epicentre where they get a disproportionate amount of this and more money for that. And in fact, you know, parts of London are the most poverty-stricken in the entire country. And there are parts of London when employment figures have looked better in the last couple of years, where parts of London, unemployment has gone up, where it hasn't in other parts. So it isn't just the parts of Northern Ireland. There are these little pockets everywhere. But I would say again, you know, we live in a capitalist society. We work, our economy is based on that template throughout the West, not just this country. I mean, to a large extent, we are also dependent on what happens in Europe and also what happens globally. But, you know, these things do go in cycles. And as sure as night follows day, whatever grimness is there right now, I promise you, will not be there in 2 years' time.
Well, I can unfortunately disagree with you, because in the last 50 years, I'm 45 years of age, there's been people from this city leaving, emigrating in their droves, and they will continue to do so because of the situation of employment. The only jobs that is brought to the North West in general are low paid, very minimal. For the skilled labour that we have, they can't even give the people the jobs.
I think you're hitting the nail on the head. The few jobs that are available tend to be low paid. There's a lot of public sector jobs which are low paid. Public sector workers tend to get paid a little bit more than the private sector, but overall, the wage levels in Northern Ireland are extremely low. We have a public sector that squeezes out the commercial sector, the private sector. We have relatively low levels of wages. We have seen
the
massive slump in property prices, and something has to be done. And there have been suggestions about things that could be done, such as a reduction in corporation tax and attracting commercial businesses to Northern Ireland, because we don't have enough of them.
Okay, we're going down a whole other road there. Jeffrey Peel, Frank's in Belfast. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Frank? Are you at work?
Well, I work 5 days a week, leave the house at 7, come home at 7. And I do a job where you do a lot of promotions in household, like windows, doors and conservatories and different things like that. I've been doing that for just over 5 years. And I tell you, I know for a fact that the economy is stagnant.
Is that because you're in that sector, Frank, where you're selling home improvements to people and you're just finding nobody has the money to spend?
Apart from that, yes, but I'm stagnant.
All I'm Maybe they just don't like your products, Frank. I mean, it could be that, because there are indicators. There are indicators saying that the economy is
Okay, and I want to hear from Frank this morning. We've heard lots from you already. Go ahead, Frank.
And apart from that, I'm stagnant, because all I work to do is to pay bills. It's in the left hand, out the right hand, and that's 24/7. And I have a job to do that. And I'd also like to say, the unemployment figures have been manipulated so much that they don't make sense. There is far, far more people who do not work, no matter what the reason, that this company as a UK provides an income for. So the country's on its knees, and I'd be a Conservative supporter.
The country's not on its knees, for goodness sake. You know, Somalia is on its knees. Great Britain and Northern Ireland are not on their knees. You know, increases of Sky Plus subscriptions are up. Cinema attendances are up. People still go out on Saturday night. Get into Belfast city centre on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Try and get a drink at a bar there. Go to a Wetherspoons and try and find yourself a place at the bar. You'll have to queue for about 20 minutes before you get there. Of course there's money around. Some people will not be having it so good as others. For others, the economy might take a little longer to recover. But this massive, urban and frankly offensive myth that we are a poverty-stricken country, that are so skint that we can't, you know, put a bar on our fire or feed ourselves, is an utter nonsense and frankly offensive to what is real poverty.
Okay, Ross is on the line. Good morning.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fine. You have a point for Geoffrey Peel this morning.
I just think he's talking absolute nonsense, to be honest with you. There's so many things I would like to say. The first thing is that the cuts that are being made by the London government are going to take 750 million out of this economy. And for him to come on and say that that's not going to affect ordinary people is just complete nonsense. It's going to affect everyone. It's going to affect small businesses, big businesses. It's going to affect everyone. And, you know, for him to say that this is just, you know, you can just go out there and you can do it all on your own. I mean, 750 million, that's an enormous amount of money. And then he's saying that the country's not on its knees. Well, what about all these food banks that are opening?
I think it's Ian you want to talk to rather than Geoffrey.
Sorry,
even I'm going to defend Geoffrey there. He didn't say any of that.
You did, Ian Collins.
Well, yeah, but of course, you know, if you've continually inflated the public sector in Northern Ireland over the last 15 years, which successive governments have, my goodness, have you seen how much cash has been stuffed into the public sector, an area that contributes nothing to growing the economy? It takes money out of the economy, sir. It doesn't create anything. It just takes
Gentlemen, Ross, go ahead.
To say the public sector doesn't contribute anything to the economy is absolute nonsense. That's false economics. Because if you look at what does growth contribute of? What is the contributors to growth? I studied economics, and the public sector, public spending, is one of the contributors to growth.
How much money does your local library offer?
Could I just make a point here, Lisa?
Yes, can we bring in Geoffrey Peel? Go ahead, Geoffrey.
You're completely missing the point. Public expenditure has to come from taxation, and taxation tends to come from wealth creators.
People who create wealth are commercial
organisations. And Northern Ireland is a net recipient of a massive amount of public spend. There's no question about that. And therefore, when public spend decreases, that is the very point I'm making. When public spend decreases, it has a disproportionate effect on the Northern Irish economy. And therefore, we need to get less dependent on public spending and more dependent on wealth creation. That is the fundamental problem in this economy.
Can I just make another point here? Because this whole idea that only the private sector creates wealth as well, that is nonsense as well. I can tell you that the same percentage of people as in Northern Ireland and Sweden are employed in the public sector. The public sector creates business as well.
How does the public sector create business?
Well, like, for example, when you could have a public sector owned company like, for example, you could nationalise the energy company.
No, you're talking about the public sector does not create business. Only business pays taxes to government for public services.
Correct.
I can tell you now, any economist who's listening to this radio station right now knows that both of you are talking.
I am an economist.
Okay, okay.